You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
I don't know about you or if it's just us, but sometimes when we're at home and have nothing better to do, Hamish and I play this game where we ask the question, if so-and-so were an animal, what animal would they be? So, for example, like I think one time I described him as a grizzly bear. I think it's fitting. He gets a bit cranky sometimes, a big hairy bear. And comment in the chat if you think I look like a particular animal. I don't know. I can't remember what he said about me. But we play this game. It's a bit of a weird game. But the Bible actually tells us something similar. The Bible describes all of us as being like sheep. Sheep of all things. Have you ever seen a sheep? I mean, everybody's seen a sheep, but have you ever really observed a sheep? Well, this video pretty much sums up what sheep are like. Preview. Sheep do dumb stuff all the time. I mean, sheep, they blindly follow each other and they kind of go here, there and everywhere and can't really think very well for themselves. And at first I was thinking about this and I was kind of in denial. I was like, I'm not a sheep. That's kind of really offensive that the Bible would say that about me. But the more I thought about it, I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually so true. Like, have you ever gotten up to go and get something and you've walked into the room and completely forgotten what you've gone in there to get? It happens to me all the time. Or let's go a little bit bigger than that. Like, have you ever been scrolling on Instagram and you see some vlogger or some influencer wearing something and the next second it's on its way to your house in the mail? Or are you somebody that uses phrases like he tweaking or no cap? I don't even know what those things mean. Or doing your fit check or whatever they say. Are you one of those people? Or going even bigger again, are you somebody that's maybe done something that you've regretted because everyone else is doing it? Or have you changed your beliefs or your convictions before based on what's popular? You know, are you somebody who's easily influenced by the people around you, what other people are saying and what they're doing? See, that's what it's talking about when it's talking about us being like sheep. We can be so fickle. We can be so easily influenced. We can be so easily led astray by this thing or that thing. We can be caught in bad situations and then we can repeat them again. You know, we can follow blindly and willingly into danger at times, and we're all in the same boat. We've all done that before. But that's why we're in such desperate need of a shepherd, of a good shepherd. In John chapter 10, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 10 to 15 says, "A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullest until you overflow. I am the good shepherd who lays down my life as a sacrifice for the sheep. But the worker who serves only for wages is not the real shepherd, because he has no heart for the sheep. He will run away and abandon them when he sees the wolf coming. And then the wolf mauls the sheep and drags them off and scatters them. I alone am the good shepherd, and I know those whose hearts are mine, for they recognize me and know me. Just as my Father knows my heart and I know my Father's heart, I am ready to give my life for the sheep." See, Jesus came not to condemn the sheep, being you and me, for being dumb, but he came firstly to save them from the enemy who would come to destroy them. And he came to give us a life of freedom and of fullness. And secondly, he came to give them direction and protection. That's you and me. He came to save us, to give us a fuller life than we would have had, and to give us direction and protection. In that same chapter, but in verse 27, it says, "My own sheep will hear my voice, and I know each one, and they will follow me. I give to them the gift of eternal life, and they will never be lost, and no one has the power to snatch them out of my hands." You know, following the direction of the good shepherd is a really good thing. It's a little bit like when I was learning to drive. When I was learning to drive, I had to listen to my mum's voice and follow what she was telling me to do. And can I tell you, I wasn't mad about it. I didn't resist it because I knew that she was helping me get my freedom. And I knew that she was directing me so that I would be safe and so that I would be protected because she cares about me. She wanted me to be safe. She wanted me to be protected. She didn't want me to end up in a ditch. And it's a little bit like that with the Good Shepherd as well, is that it's not about control. It's about safety. It's about care. It's about his love for you and me that he gives us direction. I don't know about you, but I want to live a life following Jesus' direction because he's the one who keeps me safe. With him is the safest, most protected place to be. I don't want to go out on my own where I can be destroyed by the things of the world, but I want to live in his care as my good shepherd. I want to be able to hear him say, "Meg, don't react to that thing in anger or that relationship will be destroyed." You know, I want to be able to hear him say, "Why don't you go for that job opportunity? Because I'm in it with you." And I want to be able to hear him say, "You should reach out and encourage that person who's doing it tough." I want to hear him say, "Don't go that way. You're headed for a fall." I want to be following the direction of the good shepherd. And so how do we do that? If that's you too, how do we follow the good shepherd? Once again in John chapter 10, but verses 4 and 5, it says, "And when he has brought all of his sheep out, he walks ahead of them, and they will follow him, for they are familiar with his voice. But they will run away from strangers and never follow them, because they know that it's the voice of a stranger." The first thing is to know his voice. To know his voice. Familiarity is what it's talking about. And familiarity comes with closeness and it comes with time. If you're not spending time being close with him, then you won't know his voice when he does direct you. I was watching church online the other day and I heard the voice of my son in the recording so faintly, but he's my son. And so I recognized his voice. You know, there are so many loud voices around us all the time. And that's why we need to position ourselves to hear the voice of the shepherd. There's so many loud voices. The voices of social media are loud. The news is loud right now. Politics are loud right now. The pandemic is loud right now. Peer pressure is loud when you go back to school. Whatever it might be, there's so many loud voices everywhere. And that's why you need to be close to the good shepherd. I have a friend who actually lives in China at the moment, and she was telling me how her mum was so desperate as a teenager to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so when she was praying every morning, at the end of her prayer, she would ask the Holy Spirit if she needed an umbrella today. The simplest thing. And she would wait and she would see what the Holy Spirit said to her about whether it was going to rain. Something as simple as that. And she would listen, and if he told her to take her umbrella, she would take it. And if she felt like he was saying she didn't need it today, she wouldn't take it. Sometimes she got it wrong, but she was giving him the opportunity every day to speak and to become familiar with the voice of her shepherd. I think that's amazing. If you want to learn to hear his voice, then give him the opportunity to speak to you. Give him the opportunity to become familiar with you as you become familiar with him. Maybe if you don't hear him, it's because you're not inviting him to speak into your life. Maybe it's because you're not opening up your Bible and giving him the opportunity to speak to you. The second thing that scripture says is it says that they don't follow strangers. They run away from strangers because they know the voice of their shepherd. Can I encourage you, don't be led by the voice of a stranger. It can be so easy for us to get distracted by different things and by voices that seem new and seem exciting and seem on trend or seem popular. There's so many things like that. But are you repelled, like this scripture talks about, by things that God is not in? Are you repelled by it or are you allured by it? Can I tell you that the things that are bad for you often look really good? You know, we kind of expect there to be a big danger sign of the things that aren't good. Sometimes there are, but often they look really pretty. Often they look like the right thing. And that's why we need to be so close to the Good Shepherd, is so that even amongst all the other noise, when we hear a stranger's voice, we know what's familiar and we know where he is, to let him speak to us in that moment. We need to remain close to him, because where he is where good actually is. If he's not in it, then I don't want it. You might be listening in tonight and you might be thinking, I don't know the voice of the Good Shepherd, or I've strayed away from Jesus like a sheep, or I haven't been following his direction, or maybe you need his protection over your life and over your decisions. I don't know what it is for you, but let me encourage you that he is never far away. We might get caught up in other things and stray away from him. We do it often, but he is always close to us. He never strays away from us. He doesn't want to be your shepherd to control you. It's not about power, but he's the Good Shepherd who wants the best for you because he loves you and because he cares for you. And can I encourage you tonight, even right now, that you can always start listening. You can always start getting to know him again. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you that you are our Good Shepherd, God, and that nothing can separate us from your love, Lord. Father God, I pray that anyone who's far from you tonight, Lord, would feel confident in that they can turn around and come back to you again, Lord. Father God, may you teach us your voice, Lord. May you speak to us often, Father God, and may we be in a position to hear from you, Lord. As we open up our Bibles, as we pray and seek your face, Father God, I just pray that you would become real to us more so over this time, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Amen.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.